Hello, and welcome to the Daydream Believers podcast. I'm your host, Liz Chiarelli. Here, you'll find a monthly dose of insight to help keep you motivated, inspired, and informed so you can continue working towards your dreams. We cover a variety of topics from mindset to health to strategy so you can become the person you need to be in order to turn your dreams into reality. Every now and then, we'll also bring in some music artists to showcase some of the finest electronic music out there. Thanks for listening, and remember to head to lizchiarelli.com to download a free morning motivation that'll guarantee you start each day strong and stay on the path to success. Now, on to the show. Hello, Liz here, and welcome to another episode of the Daydream Believers podcast. On this episode, I share with you some thoughts on how vital it is for us to change the way we behave in order to manifest the life of our dreams and the success that we're all longing for. Hey everyone. So since the new year is upon us, and it's generally a time when people make a fresh start, I thought it would be interesting to bring up a concept introduced to me a few months back by my music production mentor, Gary Gray. Hi, Gary. And it's this. If you want to change your thoughts, first change your behaviour. Now, if any of you are like me, you've probably invested a lot of your time and energy into affirmations. To a certain point, they help, in my experience. I see them as a sort of primer. So they prepare the ground so that when you plant your seeds, you're sowing them on soil that is more fertile. But I don't believe that affirmations can do much more than that. Why? Because to me, the concept of affirmations is a half-baked one. It misses one vital factor, and that is it's down to you to do the work, to plant your proverbial seeds. You're not going to manifest the life of your dreams by brainwashing yourself into believing you already have it, or at least in my experience, you're not going to. In my experience, you also have to change your behaviour. Now, a change of thought must be accompanied by a change of behaviour. If you want to change the way you think, then change your behaviour. You will find that your thoughts will soon change, as will your life. It's no use walking around affirming to yourself 1,000 times a day that you are a successful and fulfilled creative, when in fact, in reality, you are spending little to no time on your creative passions. If, however, you change your behaviour to accompany your affirmation, your thoughts will soon start to toe the line, and you soon will be a successful and fulfilled creative. Put it another way, if you want to think generous thoughts, start behaving in a generous manner. You will be amazed at how your mindset and your life changes. Think about it this way. Thoughts are inanimate. They do not exist in the material realm until you turn them into actions. What leads to actions? The nature of your behaviour. Now, experts estimate that we have between 50 to 80,000 thoughts per day. My head is spinning just at the thought of that. And when you think about it, the ephemeral yet relentless flow of thoughts means that without an anchor, a thought pattern is incredibly hard to change. For me, one very effective anchor is your behaviour. I'll use a personal example. One of my most relentless and consistent thought patterns was the fear of financial lack. In the past, it was also what held me back from pursuing my creative dreams. I've tried all sorts of methods in order to help free me from the stifling grasp of this recurring thought pattern. Trust me, probably all of them, but none of them really worked in the long term. And as most of you know, last September I had the opportunity to take a trip to California to meet Gary, my music production mentor, in person and study with him directly. In theory, I could not afford to take the trip. My thoughts started spinning and I found myself in that all too familiar and limiting loop. I can't afford it. I can't afford it. But thankfully, something bigger than that thought pushed me to take the trip. Label it as you wish. Spirit, my higher self, intuition, whatever it was, it convinced me. I took the trip. Now, standing here recalling it, I have tears in my eyes because it was one of the most blessed trips I've ever taken. Me taking that trip did a lot of things, but most importantly, it ingrained into my soul one vital message that I always have what I need and so much more. Me changing my behavior and choosing to take that trip has finally resulted in me being free from one of the most limiting thoughts I've ever had. In short, my behavior changed my thoughts. The truth is, I've always had what I needed, more than what I needed, in fact. But my behavior seldom reflected this. As a result, the limiting thought that I didn't have enough money or enough resources maintained its suffocating grip on me. This led me to feel frustrated and angry at myself and resentful. But round and around in this seemingly inescapable cycle I went, having big dreams but feeling frustrated that I didn't have the resources in order to be able to pursue them. Once I started changing my behaviour, it seemed to send a signal to my brain, which then enabled me to begin changing my thoughts. It was like the experience changed my thoughts. Once my thoughts began to change, my life also began to change drastically. Behaving in ways that support the changes you wish to make in your thought patterns will help you achieve the results you seek. Give it a go. Start noticing the thoughts you wish to change, and instead of circling around in perpetual cycles of frustration, begin to make small changes in your behaviour to support the changes you wish to see. If you wish to replace grumpy and resentful thoughts with grateful, joyous ones, start behaving in a more grateful manner. Begin each day by giving thanks. End each day by doing the same. You will soon begin to feel genuine happiness percolating throughout your life. As with everything, consistency is key, as is patience. Day by day, little by little, as you change your behaviour, you will start noticing huge shifts in the way you think. Good luck, guys. You've got this.
Thanks so much for listening. It's my pleasure to be able to bring you guests who are experts in their field to help you continue walking the path of your dreams. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'd love to know what you thought of it. So please do remember to subscribe in iTunes and give us a little rate and review. If the show resonated with you, please share it with someone you think would benefit from it. If you have a question or topic you'd like answered on the podcast, head to lizcirelli.com/contact and pop me a message. If you'd like to join my coaching community, Daydream Believers, and connect with me on a deeper level, you can become a patron. Just head to patreon.com/lizcirelli, where you can sign up quickly and easily. As a patron, you'll get access to the full range of my coaching packages, plus you'll get exclusive early access to all of my musical output.